is the halacha with regard to cans and bottles when it comes to tevilas kelim? We know that in general, a person is not permitted to use dishes, kelim, metal, glass before doing tevila, dunking them in a mikvah. Yet a person goes ahead and buys a can, a bottle of Snapple, a bottle of grape juice, or whatever the case may be, which is made out of glass or made out of metal, and there's no possibility to go ahead and to do tevila because it's already full of whatever is inside it. So what is the halacha when it comes to the tevilas kelim? Is it a problem in any way to go ahead and to buy and use these kelim? What about reusing them after they're empty? What is the halacha? So in fact, there are some who are knowing to go ahead and to pour out the contents. The kli hasn't been tovled, you can't use it, and therefore they go ahead and empty it of its contents and put it into something else until they can tovel the kli. I even saw that in the name of the Chazon Ish. But that is not the common minhag. And there are several reasons suggested by the poskim to justify this minhag, and there will be differences depending on which reason a person adopts. So one reason is suggested by a sefer called the Pri Asada, and this is discussed as well by the Sri Deish in Beis Choftes in the Weingart edition. He suggests the following: that a person buys these kelim and he does not intend, he's no kavana to go ahead and to be kona the kli. He's only kona the contents of the kli, but not the kli itself, because he doesn't want to get into this difficulty when it comes to the tevilas kelim. Since he doesn't own the kli, he's not chayv in tevila. It belongs to the non-Jew that he bought it from, assuming he bought it from a non-Jew. And he's simply using it he's borrowing it, and therefore he's not chayv in tevila. The Sri Deish recommends, says it's automatic, but he recommends a Baal Nefesh should even have in mind when he buys these items to have in mind not to be kona the kli. And this way you're not kona it, and there's no problems. Another suggestion is offered by the Ma'aril Diskin, and he writes that we have to define what using, what's usage, what's called shimush. He says usage is when you go ahead and you put something into the kli. If the kli comes with something already in it, and you simply don't remove the contents of the kli until you're ready to use them, so that's not called usage, that's passive, it's shevel taisa, and that's not called an iser of using an item without tevilas kelim. How far do you take this? So the Sri Deish writes that you can go ahead and heat up the food in the can, or you can eat it straight out of the kli that it's in. As long as you're still in the process of emptying the kli, there's no problem of using a kli that has not been tovel. The Efter really says, even if you wanted to tovel it, you'd have to remove the contents in order to be able to tovel it. So whatever you do in the process of removing those contents is not an iser of tashmish without tevila. That's part of the process that you'd have to do anyway, even if you wanted to do tevila. So you could go ahead and drink your soda straight from the can, drink your Snapple straight from the bottle, and that would be no problem. But once it was empty, there would be a problem to go ahead and to reuse the bottle without tevila. When Rav Schechter was in the yeshiva earlier this year, he thought that the Ma'aril Diskin is one thing, but the Sri Deish took it a little bit too far. Maybe the Ma'aril Diskin, he's saying that to be passive, not to pour it all out, that's not called usage. But then to take that jump and to say you can drink straight from the bottle, Rav Schechter thought that maybe that would count as usage. And therefore, he would suggest pouring it out into a cup and drinking it straight from the cup. There is a whole other direction that some posts can take, which is even more makel and allows a person even to reuse these bottles without tevila. So Rav Moshe Feinstein, for example, in the Igros Moshe Beis Simen Mem, Yoredeya, he writes that the kli is considered, is not even considered to be a kli at all. It is so insignificant vis-a-vis compared to the contents of the kli. The contents of the kli are the ikar. The kli is totally subsidiary, and therefore it doesn't even have the status of a kli, and there's no problem with using it without tevila. He then takes a step further. He says, let's say you go ahead and you want to reuse that wine bottle. You're going to use it as a kli at your table to go ahead and to pour water now. You're going to reuse it. So he says, the fact that you are going ahead and giving it significance by deciding to use it on its own after its contents are no longer inside, that decision makes it into a kli. And therefore, that's considered to be a kli that was produced by a Jew, and there's no tevila that's required. When Rav Schechter was here, he said that he thought that this was a big, big chiddush, and he didn't like it. But Rav Moshe writes that he thinks it can be relied upon, certainly when it comes to glass. The chi of tevila for glass is definitely midrabanan. Even if for metal as well, he says, ain't limchos, but certainly for glass. And he's not the only one who says something like this. Or Ben Tzion Abba Shaul in Or LeTzion Aleph Chav Dalid writes that he says a kli that's only meant to be used once is not even a kli at all. It's a disposable kli. It does not have the status of a kli, and therefore there's no issur of using without tevila. There's no chiyuv tevila at all. And even if you wanted to reuse it, he says that decision turns it into a kli. Of course, if you want to be makel based on that, so there's other ramifications of the idea that disposable doesn't count as a kli with regard to netilas yadayim and with regard to kiddush. I don't know if you can be makel. No, you can't be makel in all the different directions at the same time using the same on issues that hinge on the same issue. But he's also makel. If you look in the Minchas Yitzhak as well, I think it's Heilam and Beis. So he writes that this doesn't count as a, maybe it doesn't even count as a kli at all. And if so, if it is a kli, it's not a kli which is significant enough to be considered a kli seuda, since it's only going to be used one time. Kli seuda, kli tashmish, has to be something that's meant for consistent usage. So these are some of the different opinions in the poskim, ranging from can't use it at all, or don't drink straight from the kli, or you can use it but don't reuse it. And that's when it comes to this issue of the bottles and the cans that one might buy.